the Ada Cambridge Awards for Poetry, the shortlisted authors are Yvonne Adami for Barwon Morning, Elizabeth Beaton for Macbeth Country, John Bartlett, Survival. Maybe wave a hand so we can see who, sorry, I didn't, Yvonne, are you there too? And Elizabeth and John, who I previously mentioned, maybe. Helen Bradwell for Hermione Roused, Carla de Goda for Cats, Danny Fay for Extinction, Rachel Flynn, New World Order. Hi, Rachel. Ray Liversidge. On hearing the news she has won the Pulitzer Prize, Elizabeth Bishop celebrates by consuming not one but two Oreos. That's one of, that gets the prize for the best title. Or disguised poem, haiku, whatever. Susie Metzai, Expeditions. Have I pronounced that correctly, Susie? And Matthew Wenham, Old Man in a Derelict Factory. In choosing the shortlist, the judges look for poems, they put it this way. The 10 diverse shortlisted entries made the judges reflect on the subject in fresh ways. And I'm sure also made them reflect, as I was saying, my introductory remark to the uniqueness of every human voice, particularly the human poetic voice, I think. So in addition to the winner, the judges awarded commendations. Commended, Elizabeth Beaton, from Macbeth Country, and Helen Bradwell for Hermione Roused. Highly commended, Susie Metzai for Expeditions, and the runner-up, Rachel Flynn for New World Order. And the winner of the Ada Cambridge Poetry Prize 220 is John Bartlett for Survival. In choosing the winner, the judges said, this impressive poem works delightfully with rhythm, alliteration, and imagery throughout. The relatively short lines work as delicate steps, just as fragile and testing as a heron's step. Survival hinges on the word despite, that concludes with a message of optimism, the brooding hope triumphant. In all, a masterly poem. Now I'm going to read that poem now, and so Survival by John Bartlett. She's back again this year, in heels and nuptial plumes, coquettish, in pale eyeliner, the white-faced heron selecting twigs, thinking of survival. What rush of rapture bursts, these birds designed from templates of dinosaurs, with songs that shiver in the deep wells of the soul. So, despite the cracking ice in Greenland, the rift, the cleft, the split, the spelled, despite the smell, the stench, the stink of burning forest, I see you still, framed by cross-thatched leaves, with stilt-stepped stealth, this private pact between you, this brooding hope, triumphant. So thank you, John, and thank all of you shortlisted poets. That's it's something that, well, poetry is very, very close to my heart.